Hello, welcome to another episode of Fungela. On this episode, Danielle and I get into our gratitudes and mattitudes. We've been having so many great guests on the pod that it's finally time for Danielle and I to share some of our own. And we had a good time doing this, but let me tell you, we did sit in the mattitudes for a little bit. Apparently, we had some stuff to get off our chest and didn't realize it. So we sat in the mattitudes. We gave a few different mattitudes, but then we moved into gratitude. And it was actually a really special gratitude for music and just reminded me of some really, really good memories. So check this episode out. We get into our mattitudes and gratitudes. And also, I'm on tour right now, the family reunion tour. You can get tickets on my website, angela.com. You can see when I'm coming to a city near you. And also, bring your family to my family reunion tour. Everybody's welcome. Come check it out. Don't forget to leave us a comment. Don't forget to write a review on Apple Podcasts and like and subscribe and do all the things. If you want to call me, tell me what you're grateful for, or tell me your mattitude, the thing that's making you mad these days, then call me at this phone number.
747-300-5380.
747-300-5380. I started repeating it after you, so I eventually will remember it.
It took me a while to memorize it as well. So.
Yeah. So call us, tell us what you're grateful for, what you're mad about, and enjoy this episode of Fungela. Hello. Okay, Danielle, we're here.
Hi.
It's been a while. Hello. Since we've done just the two of us podcast. I enjoy these when it's just me and you, because I feel like we have really good conversations and we get to, you know, vibe and chat. Mm-hmm. And I love to hear what you have to say about things. So I like these episodes.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
I'd like things that you say too.
Aw, stupid. So dumb. Even though we're not close friends. Ooh, that should be my mattitude.
Just kidding.
You guys, I just found out recently that I am not on Danielle's close friends list on Instagram.
Okay.
You know how you could do like close friends can only see this part? And I have like honestly a good like 100 people in there. It's like people that I actually know. And I rarely even post in it.
Like, I don't think it's me. I never see those.
I rarely post in it. If I do, it's like an extra picture of Rosie. I'm like, oh, I posted 10 already on my Instagram. I'll just do an 11th one for the close friends list. But I rarely post in there. Anyway, Danielle, I just discovered I'm not in her close friends because she was telling me that she meant to post something in her close friends only list on Instagram, but instead posted it to the public. And I was like I was supposed to be shocked at the fact that she accidentally posted it to the public. I was shocked at the fact that I wasn't in the close friends list. I was like, I didn't see that. Am I on your close friends list? Turns out, no, I'm not. No. Who is on the close friends list? I don't know. Like lots of people that is not me is what we've discovered. It's fine.
Okay, it's called boundaries.
Okay. Ooh, boundaries. Let's talk about it. Yes, you need some boundaries. You need to not have me in every part of your life. Continue. Let's hear about these boundaries.
Listen, it's just me and my like 15 close friends. Okay, and it is. It's to
for the record. She originally told me it was 8 of her close friends. Now it's 15.
I don't remember the exact number.
Okay.
But it's everyone that I have in a group chat. I know that. So
boundaries.
Also, it's not anything like I'm not sharing work secrets over here. It was a photo, by the way, of me in a bathtub. So
she's putting saucy.
Everything was covered. Okay.
Covered by bubbles. She's putting saucy pictures out there. So she doesn't want me to see her saucy pictures. That's fine. I don't need to see her saucy pictures.
It was a humorous photo. I got carried away. Okay, with the bubbles, and I was just trying to show I was having a bubble emergency.
Yes, you were. And I'm glad all your close friends were there to help you get through that. Thank you
so much. They thought it was really hilarious. And I didn't even take the photo down. I ended up leaving it up for the full.
Yeah, because it wasn't even bad. I don't know why you share that with just your close friends. You should have shared it to the public because it's funny. It was hilarious. We all would have laughed with you. Ha 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 ha.
I got nervous because I was in a bathtub.
Oh, you thought you were being inappropriate.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I was like the bubble. I was covered up to my neck. I mean,
Yeah.
the bubble. There was no. All you
But
could
you were
see was
in a
my
bathtub, so we all
face.
know that you're
Yeah.
nakey.
Exactly.
Oh, it
That's
was
what
one of
got me
those. It was
nervous.
one of those. It
I
was
was
the
like,
assumptions.
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh no, people are gonna
I
know
got
that
it.
I'm nakey. Well, that's kind of like in my new hour of content, I'm talking about breastfeeding and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to talk about my boobs. Why? Well, then guys are gonna know I have boobs. Like, what? Like, I don't know. I think I've always just tried to like be neutral. Like, don't sexualize me. Don't anything. Even though breastfeeding is not sexual, you're still just talking about your boobs. And there's definitely some dude that all you hear is his boob, you know?
Sure. I mean, I fully have photos of me like in a swimsuit on Instagram, like in my
Yeah.
feed that live there
Yeah.
24/7. But I still was like, water. Tricky.
You're all, oh no, is this too sexy? And it's literally you covered in bubbles making the silliest face. And you're like, is this too
I
sexy?
have like my makeup headband on my head, like just
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whoa, tone it down.
I was high off those bubbles. I
Hey,
was
what did your
giggling.
parents say about that picture?
Oh, and they didn't see it. They
Oh,
don't.
they're not in your close friends list. Got it.
Well, no, but also my dad watches, like he'll see stuff on my stories or whatever, but I'll ask my mom, like I'll see, I'm like, oh mom, did you see that thing I posted? And she's like, no, I'm at school. And I was like, oh, okay,
Oh,
never mind.
right. Real
Sorry.
job.
My
Right.
apologies. My
My
apologies. It
apologies,
is
Mom. Forgot.
7 p.m., but sure. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. At 7
You could
p.m.
look. I was like, you could look
Nice
right now.
excuse.
Yeah. She's busy.
Yeah, I get what you're saying though. Like, there was times where I would post me in the bathtub, just showing my belly when I was pregnant with Rosie. And to me, that was like beautiful. But at the same time, I was like, ooh, I'm showing a bathtub picture. Look at
Yeah.
me. Rated R, a pregnancy belly.
I get nervous even when I post pictures of like me laying on the beach and I'll do like my
Yeah.
where you can see my legs or something and I go, ooh, too much leg? Like,
Ooh.
let
Yeah.
me, you know, the whole hot dogs are legs things, you know? But
No.
no one's confusing my legs for hot dogs. So
What? Hot dogs are legs?
have
What
you
are you
not
talking
seen
about?
that?
No, what
Oh
is that?
yeah. Cause like if you do a certain angle and your legs are tan enough, then it kind of looks like hot dogs if they're skinny enough.
You're so
So
dumb.
that was like a whole thing on the internet was like hot dogs are legs.
Really? Oh, wow. We have a different for you page.
And sometimes it's hot dogs and legs, you know, because I love a good beach hot dog personally.
I love hot dogs. Costco hot dogs are the absolute best. You do burp them up for 3 days straight afterwards. We need to talk about that, Costco. What are you putting in these hot dogs that are so delicious and that keep you burping for 3 days? And it's not just like a light burp. Like, you burp up the taste of a hot dog, a full hot dog back in your mouth for 3 days. It's wild, but it's so
And you
worth it.
feel it in your chest, you
Oh,
know?
yeah.
You can like
It's a
feel
good burp. It's like you just had a Dr. Pepper burp or a Topo
it.
Chico burp. It's one of those.
That's a
Anyway,
good.
love a good hot dog. Have you ever tried to make, this is the last thing I say before I jump into Matitudes. Have you ever tried to make a street dog, you know, outside the venues in LA, everywhere, there's a cart where somebody's making you hot dogs and they bacon wrap it and they put like peppers and onions and stuff like that. Have you ever tried to make that at home?
You know what? Why try to imitate the greats? You know, just go to the street and get the real deal. So no,
It's
I
good.
haven't.
It's good.
But they're so good. I, speaking of hot dog memes, there's another one. Well, less. You
Your for
know,
you page, I cannot with.
me and my friends love hot dogs. Do you know the trend on TikTok where for a while it was like people going to random concerts and being like, I hope she plays Pink Pony Club or I hope she played a Taylor Swift or whatever. But then it's like they're at a rock concert, but that rock band ends up covering that song or something and
Oh.
they show that. That
Oh.
was like, a
Okay.
TikTok trend.
Okay.
And my favorite one was these two girls and one girl was, I hope they play hot dog. And she's like, hot dog. And then they go outside and it's just all the vendors going, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
That's funny.
I put my phone down. I was like, That was the best one today. No need to look for any more videos.
That's funny.
I was like, that is the best. Like, nothing beats coming out of a really long concert, or maybe like all hot and sweaty from dancing or something, or you've been at karaoke or whatever, and you come out and there's the street vendor with the hot, and you're like, yes, like this life is the blessings. Cherry on top of my evening.
Yep.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, I know I said that was going to be the last thing I was going to comment on, but you just made me think of something else when you were like, that's it, I peaked, no more videos for today. Okay, do you ever be scrolling on the gram or the TikTok or whatever, and you need to go to bed, but you have to find like a good video to end on?
Sure.
Like, you can't end on, that was a dumb video. So you keep scrolling until you find a good video. And then when you get that good video, then you go, oh, okay, now I could put it down.
Yeah.
And then you just scroll for like another hour because you're like, well, that one wasn't good.
Yeah.
You do that?
Or I've definitely done that, or I've definitely kept scrolling until I was like, I had to find a good one that's like good enough to like send to my friends and be like, I just found the funniest video.
And with that, good night.
So hard. Yeah. Like, my goal is always to like make my friends laugh, be like, because they're always like, what? Because it's true, because they will be like, what is your FYP? Like, they're like, where are you getting these videos? And I'm like, I curated. I spent hours curating this, you guys.
Okay, one more thing before we jump into Mattitudes. I thought of a funny game for me and you to play right now. At the same time, we have to say it. Let's see if we are on the same page of what are the type of videos mostly that me and you send to each other. There's a few different categories that we send to each other, but off the top, let's just go with whatever comes to the top of your head. What is the type of subject of videos that we're sending to each other on Instagram? Okay, ready? One, two, three. Pickles.
Food. Oh, pickles. Yeah. I went more general.
You did. You did.
But it is a lot of pickle content.
It is.
We should become pickle influencers. Pickfluencers.
Like, pickfluencers.
Pickfluencers.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And I feel like we have different pickle taste, though, because.
Oh, yeah. You like Grillo's.
I love Grillo's, and you don't. You're not a big Grillo's gal.
Sorry, Grillo's. I don't know. I've tried. I don't know. There's something about the brine that doesn't vibe with me.
Is it because it's too fresh? Like, still gives air of cucumber?
Yeah, it still gives picked from the garden cucumber that's just been sitting in some water for a little bit too long.
Yeah, a pickle LaCroix is what it...
Bubby's is my favorite pickle.
Yeah, you like Bubby's.
Bubby's, let's go.
Number one.
You and my friend Jillian, we send pickles back and forth to each other. So a lot of times she'll send me a pickle video and I send it right to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I know who else will enjoy this.
I love pickle content. Big fan of pickle content.
There's a second category that I send to you. You would never send this to me, but anytime I see it, I send to you.
Wait. I'm like trying to rack my brain on everything you've ever sent me. Is it ghost related?
No, you would send something like that to me. I'm saying like, I send this to you. There's no reason why you would send it to me.
Oh, I know.
What?
Is it the travel hacks?
No, book stuff.
Oh. You send me book stuff?
Yes. I send you like cute little things I find about like books. Oh, look at this little book library thing. Look at this. Because I know you like books.
Yes.
Forget it. This game's over. Moving on. Mattitudes.
Sometimes, though, you do send me book videos and I go, I already have that.
That's
like
funny.
Old news. I'm aware of this. But you do. I never send you travel hacks and you always send me travel hacks.
Oh, I do.
And I'm thinking I'm your travel hack.
That's why I'm sending it to you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you are booking things for me. So here you go. Here's a tip. Tuesdays are better.
And I'm like, I know.
Whatever.
I've already been doing this.
Danielle, what is, do you have a mattitude? I have a bunch of mattitudes, but I don't want this to be the mattitude episode. But you can give me a couple. Give me a couple of your mattitudes, and then we'll move into gratitude.
Okay. Here's one that I wrote down recently, as in like a few days ago.
Okay.
I cannot stand when people wear open-toed shoes and they have not groomed their toes. You know what I mean? You're wearing sandals and I look down and I'm like, we don't own a pair of clippers. We've never washed our feet ever, is what I'm thinking. You know, I used to like, I was taught growing up, always have your toes painted. That's a very Southern lady, like, always have your toes painted. Like, no one should ever see your bare toenail. And that's definitely just like as a woman or whatever. And so, like, for a long time, anytime I saw a girl wearing open-toed shoes and she didn't have her toenails painted, I was like, atrocities. Crimes have been committed. What are you, put those things away. What are you talking about? But now I'm like, okay, I get it. Not everybody likes to have colors on the toes, but the least we could do is a little buff and shine. We could do a little buff and shine, do a little clear coat, trim up those little toe hairs, you know, if you want.
Oh, toe
And then for
hairs.
men, I think they should never be allowed to ever expose their toes. Put those away. I cannot
Really?
say it. Oh, when men wear flip-flops, I want to throw up.
Why?
I hate
They
it. I
deserve
don't know.
air between their toes.
No, I don't think so. Are they
Weird.
Jesus? No.
Weird.
Put those away. I'm like, that was for the Bible times. Men wearing sandals, the jandals.
Wow, this is a hot take
No.
if I ever heard one.
Hot take for me, for sure. But I
Wow.
just, it makes me, and I'm just like, if you're gonna expose your toes, just think about that. Think about what everyone else has to look at.
Here I
You
am
know what
thinking
I'm saying?
about like diabetics who can't wear closed shoes
That a
because
thing?
it's pain. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and they have to wear open-toed shoe, and then their toes are not great because they don't get good blood circulation down there because they're diabetic, and they got nasty toes. But they can't wear closed toes; they have to wear the open toes. I'm thinking of somebody specifically in my head right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
It's like, okay. But okay.
and some
And help that
people,
person. Somebody
some.
help that person and be like, baby girl, let's trim, trim, buff, buff.
This person I'm thinking of has to go to the doctor to get their nails trimmed because if they accidentally cut themselves, they won't stop bleeding.
Okay, well, I would like for you to imagine during this attitude, that person does not apply. Does
Okay.
not exist. I'm talking about everyone else
You're talking
who
about
is
people who just don't care. You want people to
perfectly
care.
capable. Yes. And I am I also specifically referencing a situation? Yes,
All right.
maybe.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm looking at you, group of people. I saw at Disneyland recently with your toes all exposed, and I just thought, I can see those. Everyone can see those. You saw those toes and then said, let's put these babies out here, because I would have wrapped them up and hidden them up real quick.
Imagine you're just living your life and you have no idea the person next to you in line is like fully formulating an opinion about your toes and they're going to come talk about it on the podcast after. But think about, this makes me think about, I wonder what are some things that I do in public that somebody is like, I cannot believe anybody would do that type of thing. Maybe it's like blow my nose, or not blow my nose, but I'll like get my tissue and I'll like wipe in my nose. And I'm sure there's somebody going, I cannot believe they would do that. Here's what I do think about blowing your nose in public. Part of me is like, if you're in a restaurant, go to the bathroom and do it. Don't blow your nose at the table. That's nasty. But that's what that made me think of as like, oh man, I'm sure there's things that I do that somebody's like, oh, I cannot believe this person would do that out in the
Sure.
public like this. Well, something just popped into my head that I also do that's annoying, probably. Oh, I have flashbacks in my head of I floss my teeth a lot, and sometimes I'll just like walk out of the bathroom and floss my teeth. For some reason, when I floss, I can't stand still. I have to like pace or something when I floss my teeth. And I remember I was staying at somebody's house and I did that. I came out of the bathroom flossing my teeth. And I'm sure that was probably disgusting. Like, that is disgusting. Now that I think about it, I'm like, sick. You're flossing your teeth. Stuff could fly out while you're flossing. Go back in the bathroom. And I didn't have the awareness back then. And this was like 3 years ago. And I
Oh.
still think of this.
No. Okay, so back when I was having like a lot of dental work done at one time, I had like, so sorry everyone, but I had like a hole in one of my tooths, teeth,
One of my teeth?
one of my teeth, I had a hole. And so I could eat, but then I always had to like floss and clean it out before whatever. And I got so used to having to do that that I didn't think about the fact that one time I did it at a dining table and I was with my mom, and my mom was like, "What are you doing?" Like, she was like, "Put that away." She was like, and I was like, "Oh." And then I became so aware of it that I was like, "I have been so disgusting this whole time." I
Oh
like,
no.
the whole time I'm just thinking, I've got to get this out of my mouth. I'm gonna have a disease. I'm gonna die from a tooth injury. Like, I'm like spiraling thinking, like, I have to do it right now. And then I was like, yeah, why haven't I been going to the bathroom? This is so gross. I'm doing this at the table. But my brain wasn't so.
Now I have awareness. Now you have
Now I have
awareness. And
awareness.
I
Yeah.
don't know
And that
what
was.
it was. Like, at least you had your mom to be like, "What are you doing?" I don't remember
Yeah.
what it was that made me wake up, and then I flashed back to doing it at my friend's house, and I'm like, "Oh, you're disgusting," and they probably think about that and talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, I fully spiraled. When she said that, I immediately thought back to every single time
Oh
that I
no.
had been out to dinner since I was, and this was only a thing that I had for like a couple of weeks because I was like in between
Sure.
appointments or whatever. Like, I had to wait for the mold to come in or whatever
Yeah,
crap
but
I'm
you
doing.
are out there at California Chicken Cafe just giving it a good whirl.
Fully, yeah. And I was like, oh no. And the whole time my brain was just like, I'm doing dental hygiene right now. Like, this is a medical necessary thing that I have to do. But I could have easily gone to the bathroom to do it, you nasty. And that's why I'm saying that, and that's what I'm here to do for the people with their ungroomed toes, is I'm bringing awareness
This is
to
your warning,
go
everyone.
health.
This is your wake-up call, everyone, on behalf of Danielle.
Yeah.
What's another one? Give me another matitude that you wrote down.
Listen. Okay. So, well, this is so dumb, but I just went to Disneyland, so that's why my brain is about
All
Disneyland.
right.
But the other one I wrote down was, I'm annoyed when people wear the wrong stuff at Disneyland, like when they wear like Harry Potter, and I'm like, wrong park. This is not. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But I'm like, you're at Disneyland. Put on a Mickey Mouse shirt. We're not wearing Harry Potter. But then, like, you go to Universal and you might see somebody wearing Mickey Mouse, and I'm like, I'm sorry, incorrect. Put that
Incorrect.
away. What? Acknowledge your surroundings, please.
Is
Like,
that
be
like
aware.
when people wear Nike and Adidas together?
Same vibes.
You're like,
Vibes.
what on
I'm like,
earth?
we're cross promoting here, and we can't have that. Is
Oh
what
my
I. This
gosh.
is like brand battles or
One
something.
time, yes, one time I was taking Rosie to baby class, and Alejandra, our nanny, was getting her dressed for me. And I usually will just say, yeah, like put on like a cute sweatsuit or something, whatever, and she'll take it from there. And then she helps me load her in the car. We're running to like hurry to get to class. She loads her in the car. When I get to class, I notice she's wearing her cute little Nike sweatsuit and Adidas tennis shoes. I
Crimes.
was like,
Criminal.
Alejandra,
Dang.
what is this?
What
You mixy
do
matchy? And she was like, yeah, I don't care.
care?
She's like, who cares? And I was like, me
Like
cares.
me. Me cares. Me cares. Me cares a lot.
And she was like, nah, who cares? And I was like, no. I was like mortified. And I
Yeah.
was like, all right, let's hurry up and get in this baby class because they have to take their shoes off as soon as they get to baby
Oh
class.
yeah.
I'm like, let's hurry up and get in there so we can take these shoes
You just
off.
already take them off while she's in the stroller, like, oh, they fell off.
Yeah.
Oh, I have
Oh,
clothes.
it's all right.
Well, I'll just carry her in. It's fine.
That's a funny attitude. All right.
Yeah.
One more?
It's
Do you have one more quick one?
the same. Oh, a quick one.
Yeah.
Okay. I wrote down, do you want a quick funny or do you want me to be more serious? Your vibe right now.
Be more serious.
Be more serious. Okay. This is a little, okay, I'll be serious. I get, because some of these I'm like, okay, I get so mad. So I'm 34 and I'm still single, right? And I have other friends who are my age. I have one of my really good friends is 41 and she's amazing, the most incredible person. And she's also still single and I'm mad. I am mad that there are so many amazing, incredible women that I know that are in my life that are in our 30s or 40s and they just want to be loved and we're not. And it's so, and not like we are loved by our friends and family, but You want
romantic love.
That romantic love. It's different. And I'm so mad because I look around at these women and I'm like, you are insane. You are incredible. You are so magical and wonderful. And you bring so much life in my life and bring so much light in my life that I'm like, I just know that you would make the most amazing partner. And I'm so annoyed that you don't have somebody. I'm annoyed that I don't have somebody.
And
I'm annoyed that then on top of that, like, we're the ones questioned. Like, we're the ones that are people like, why are you so single? And I'm like, I don't know. Why has anybody asked me? Like,
I
don't know. Like, it's not like, I feel like people treat it like it's a choice we made. And for every single woman that I know, I'm like, it is not a choice that they made. It is not something that they were like, no, I want to be independent. And like, sure, we do want that. Like, I moved out here to follow my dreams, blah, 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 whatever. But I never once thought it was because I was turning that away.
Sure.
Like, I've always been open to that.
Yeah.
And so, but then I look at my friends who are the same way and I'm like, you're a catch.
Yeah.
This is dumb.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
annoyed.
I hear you, girl. I have many single women in my life that are incredible, and I have no one to hook them up with. Mm-hmm. I have no dudes on my list. All the dudes on my list are either married, gay, or not ready. And I'm like, I would not hook you up with one of my friends because you're not there. And I'm not trying to do that to my friend. You know what I mean?
See, but now I'm annoyed that you have people that are not ready. And I'm like, well, why aren't they ready? Like,
that's their own prerogative. That's their business. That's, they got their journey that they're on. You know what I mean? And I'm thinking of this one person in particular, this girl who is just stunning, has a great job, loves to travel, is super kind, like a lovely human being. She's younger than me. She's like 41, I think. And still single. She dated a guy for a little while and, you know, thought that that was going to go somewhere and then it didn't. And then she's just like, yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like she tries the apps. The apps are not working. She's like, all right, let's go the old school way and let's go meet people out. And it's hard. And I can't even imagine what, because I know what kind of person she is. She's the best. And I'm like, this is strange that somebody's not like flying in to come and swoop you up. Like, this is wild to me. And I have many, many friends like that. One of my friends like that actually finally did just get connected. My friend Penelope. And now she's in a great, loving relationship that is very serious. And I'm very happy for her.
Yeah.
And she was single for 10 years after her divorce. She was single for 10 years. And now she has this partner who's incredible and they're getting very serious and I'm super happy for her. And the crazy thing about that is she's my best friend and he's one of Manny's best friends. But had they have been connected any time prior in that 10 years, it wouldn't have been right. They were both on different journeys. They were both in different seasons of life and they had to walk out their journey. And then next thing you know, the stars aligned. And that's what I'm saying, where I'm like, everybody has their own journey. And it just sucks that I have mostly ladies ready. They're like, okay, my journey's ready.
And it's like, it's so hard because like, I fully believe in timing is everything. And I fully believe in God's timing and trusting that my path is one that he's created for me. But I think it's like, there's so much pain in my hope and it's hard for me to like let go of that hope because I'm like, oh, I think if I let go of that hope, I would just become like a shell of a human. But like, there's so much pain in that hope. And it's like, it's so, I don't know. It's so frustrating because there's so many good things in my life. And I look at my life and I'm like, this is everything I prayed for. Like I've gotten everything I've prayed for except for this one thing. And there's part of me that I'll have these moments where I think, am I okay if I never get this? Like, but then I go, but then what's the point of everything I'm doing? Like, what, who am I doing this for? You know, and I don't have anybody to share this with. So it's, and then I get, yeah. And then, you know, I see other people my age, or I meet guys my age and who are 38 or something. And they're like, oh, I'm still figuring it out. And I'm like, at 38, like, you should have it. I'm like, you should have it. I'm like, what? No one has anything figured out ever. Like, just find somebody and figure it out together is what I want to say. And like, I don't know. It's just, I get so like irritated and so caught up in it. And then I have moments too where I'm like, well, now I get to go to all these different cities and I get to, but part of me is like, but what am I doing? Just like running away? Like, I don't know. And so it's, and then I want to have kids. So I'm thinking like, okay, well, I'm almost 35 and that's when you become geriatric. So I don't, I keep thinking of that scene in Friends when Rachel turns 30 and she's like, well, and she's like spiraling, thinking like, well, I want to have kids by the time I'm 35, which means I should be married by the time I'm 32, which means I should have known my person by the time I'm 30. And it's her 30th birthday. And she's like, looks over and it's like her little boy toy boyfriend that she's messing around with. Like, I guess I'll marry you, you know, or whatever. And, yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's a hard balance of having those days where I'm like, my life is so cool. Like, this is so amazing. I love everything I'm doing. And then I had this other conversation with my friend too, where she had gotten told so many times, well, you're too intimidating because of the job that she does. And she just goes, well, I'm sorry that I'm good at my job. Like, what else was I supposed to do? Like, just sit at home and wait for some man to show up and whisk me away? Like, I'm like, I went to college and I studied and I went to parties and I met people and I was involved in my church or whatever. And so, but then met nobody. So then I'm like, okay, well, now I got to get a job because I have to be a functioning part of society. And, you know, that I move and I'm like, and I'm doing everything that I'm supposedly supposed to be doing. Right. And so at the end of the day, it still just comes down to faith and hope, and some days it's stronger than others,
I hear you.
is what it is.
I'm also going to call Shane Stevens immediately and tell him to write a song called Pain in My Hope immediately. As soon as you said that, I was like, okay, song lyric. Okay, song title. Calling Shane songwriter Stevens immediately. I hear you, girl. It's a tough one. Anybody out there watching, listen. Who do you know? Call the line. Give us your attitude, your gratitude, and a name and phone number of eligible bachelor. Those are some good attitudes, Danielle. Some
What
silly,
are
some
yours?
fluffy, some
Do you
very
have silly,
serious.
serious contributions to make as well?
Mine are all just pretty serious.
So just one, I
Yeah,
think.
I'm just gonna
I'd
do
love those two.
one. I'm gonna do anxiety because that is partly the whole reason why I even do this podcast. You know, the gratitude element of mental health tools. And sometimes all your tools don't work in the moment. And sometimes that happens, and that's okay. And then sometimes it works and then goes away, and works and then goes away. And you got to keep practicing and keep doing your tools and all of that. But I have had anxiety and stress for the past few weeks, you know, gearing up for a big adventure. And it's the unknowns that really cause my anxiety to start making their way in, my anxieties. And it's been things to where, like, you know, my cheek is twitching, I got a cold sore, I'm like, my face is breaking out like it normally wouldn't. My body, I feel anxious to where I'm like, I want to throw up. And then the anxiety, like I crash from the anxiety. And then it's like, I'm emotionally exhausted. And then I'm like, oh, I just need to sleep because my nervous system was just functioning at like so high. And then it calmed down. It's like, oh, yay, it calmed down. And then I'm like exhausted from it. But I think yesterday was probably the worst anxiety day I've had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do deep breaths like all day long, practicing deep breaths. I had to take my Amari supplements, my mood. I'm taking my Amari supplement right now and my drink. And those are, what are they called? Neurotropics or whatever. I forget the name. I don't want to start saying
what, like the name of the
scientific
actual
words.
Wait, are you talking about like actual supplement or like something going on in your brain?
It's a supplement that you take. It's for your like mood, motivation, metabolism. So it's not neurons. A medicine. It's a, I don't know. Let me look. I think it's called.
Are you saying that it's, are you trying to say that it affects the neurons in your brain or something? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or
neurotropic like, vitamin? Okay, hold on.
Neuropic?
Nootropics? Is that what it is? Nootropics?
Nootropics?
Hold on.
That just sounds like tropical.
Nootropics. Let me see what that means.
Neurotropic.
Or is it neurotropics? Nootropic. Nootropics, also known as smart drugs, are substances that can improve cognitive function such as memory, attention, and concentration. They can be pharmaceutical drugs, supplements, or even illicit drugs. The term nootropic, N-O-O-T-R-O-P-I-C, comes from the Greek words nous, meaning to mind, and tropine, meaning to monitor. Nootropics can be naturally occurring like ginkgo biloba or synthetic like piracetam. Mm. So that's what my drink is that I take, and it helps me with my anxiety, my focus, and all of that. So anyways, yesterday was like a real bad day for that. And my deep breathing. And then also I had my sister and Austin were here. So then I feel bad that I'm not being present with them. And then I still have to work. Mm-hmm. And I had like Zoom calls. I have, you know, approved some videos. And then I try to go and like be present with them. But then I really am just super anxious in it. And then my brain starts playing tricks on me like, oh, they're upset because you're not spending enough time. And then that's another thing adding to my anxiety. When they're not upset that I'm not spending enough time with them. But that's what my brain just starts playing tricks on me. So anyway, yesterday was a really tough day. Lot of deep breaths. Lot of me calmly trying to explain to Manny. Because he doesn't understand anxiety. That he knows nothing about this. And he'll just be like, why? Like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, I'm not thinking really about any. There's not like a conscious thought. Sometimes there is. And I go, oh, it's because I'm thinking about that text message that I need to write that person. And it's a tough one or whatever. But it wasn't that. It's just my system freaking out. So, yeah, yesterday was tough. That's my mattitude is anxiety. And, you know, we have our tools. And sometimes they work really well. And sometimes it's like, you got to sit in it for a minute and just ride it out and go to bed and pray that the next day is better.
Listen, they're not kidding when they say, oh, just sleep it off. I fully believe sometimes it's like, let's just, this day needs to end and we'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I even had a conversation with some friends recently. We were talking about anxiety. We were literally sitting at Korean barbecue of all places and we were talking about anxieties. And I was talking about how I know the different ways that my friends have anxiousness or like I was saying, it's fascinating to know that there are different triggers for different people and there are different like our anxiety manifests in different way. Like I have moments of anxiety, but mine are so different than yours. Like I can tell that there are things that make you anxious that I fully am like, that's no big deal. I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then I know that there are things in my life that send me to spiral that you probably don't. You're like, whatever. And it's, I think that's so fascinating. And it really did. It really does just come down to knowing what works for you.
Yeah.
And for you, if it's taking these supplements and doing these deep breathings, then I'm like, then keep doing that. Like, if that's working, then keep doing that. And for me, it's more like, let me go freak out and cry behind this box for 2 minutes and then I'll be good. Like, let me just panic for a minute and then I got it. I'll figure it out. So it's, and you also never know the, sometimes you don't know what's causing it, or yeah, you don't know what's triggering it. I do know for me personally, sometimes it helps if I sit in it and I like work backwards and I go, how did I get here? Why am I?
Sure.
Okay, let's slow it down. Let's,
yeah.
Oh, because of this and this. And okay, now I can move forward or something. And, but I know that that's what works for me, is to talk it out and to, I, through my emotions, find the facts or find the,
yeah,
the details or whatever.
Yeah. And sometimes that happens too, where typically what happens when I get super anxious and a lot of anxiety, I want to cancel everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's my like first response.
Yeah.
Everything's canceled.
Yep.
I'm not doing anything. I'm not going. I'm not doing this. Nope. Everything's canceled.
That's usually my first sign that you are anxious.
Yeah.
Whenever you text cancel and I go, what's going on?
Yeah. And that's what will happen sometimes, is I'll call Danielle and I'll be like, we gotta start canceling stuff. There's too much stuff on my schedule. Let's, what can we take off? And then we start walking through my schedule and then realizing, no, I don't have too much stuff on my schedule. I'm just anxious. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. But sometimes it took that, let's walk through it. I hold my hand, walk me through my calendar and show me, like, all you have is this and this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Start with this and then we'll do this.
Okay. Yeah. It felt bigger in my brain.
And there definitely are some things too where it's like, oh, well, I'll do this part. And then you just say yes or no to this, you know,
or something. For sure. Which is always helpful. But let's move into gratitude, because we did a lot of.
We sure did. But sometimes.
We got to get it out. You
know? Got to get it out.
Okay.
And we've been letting all of our guests get it out. It was our turn to get some.
Yes, that's right. The guests, we've let them, you know, take the lead. And we got some stuff we got to get off our chest.
Absolutely.
All right. Gratitude. This one, I am very grateful for. Soup.
Yum. I love soup. Tell me more.
Love soup. It's soup weather. But here's a fun fact about me. Even if it's summer and not soup weather, I am partaking in soup because I love soup. I'm grateful for soup. And I grew up just on like a can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Like that was it. That, and then my grandma would make me a potato soup that was so good. It was just like a tomatoey chicken broth with potatoes. That's it. And then every now and then she'd put like some Hatch chilies in there. A little bit of Monterey Jack cheese to top it off. But it was just a potato soup and it was delicious. But I am grateful for soup. It makes me feel good. It's a comfort food. Sometimes it feels healthy to have. Like if I start feeling a little under the weather, I'm like, I might need a good soup. Makes me feel better. And I wrote a list of some of my favorite soups that I would like to share.
Perfect.
Soup. Sopa. Cool. And Rosie is like her mom. She loves sopa.
Yeah. We can list the recipes later.
Yeah, totally. And sometimes when we're reading her books and she'll see a picture, there's one in particular. It's just like she's learning colors on it, right? And it's just like a splotch of yellow color and little dots of things, different colors, a pink dot, a red dot, a blue dot all throughout. And every time she sees it, she goes, sopa. She thinks it's soup. Because all the little dots in it. I was like, yeah, that's my girl.
Sure. Not wrong.
She loves soup. Okay. Caldo. Caldo de pollo. Caldo de res. It's a Mexican soup where it's literally just chicken soup or beef soup. And there's like a big corn on the cob in there. There's a big potato in there. There's zucchini sometimes. There's different vegetables, and it's like a big vegetable with a delicious broth and like a big chunk of beef or a big chunk of chicken. And it's just caldo, and it's delicioso. Ramen was my next one, which is, I was looking at it when I said caldo de ramen, but no, that's not a thing, but hey, maybe. Ramen, just Fusion? Ordered some last night. It was awful. I was so disappointed. Oh. The noodles were so overcooked that they were just like stuck together mushy, and I was like, it was gross. But when you find a good ramen, love ramen. Okay, right next to ramen, I have pho.
I was about to say, I was like, you got to go into pho.
Yeah, I have pho. And here's the thing about that. I pick them on different times. If I'm not feeling well, I'm going to go pho.
Yes.
If I just want some comfort, I'm going to go ramen. Ramen's heavier. It's got that pork fat in it. Delicious. Here. When you just want that comfort food. But if I'm feeling a little under the weather, I'm going pho because it's a nice clear broth, bone broth. Jalapeno, spice, open up the sinuses. Love that. Albóndigas, a meatball soup. Mexican meatball soup. Delicioso. Also
Wait,
has
say that again?
Albóndigas. Albóndigas.
Albóndigas.
It's a meatball soup. There's meatball, zucchini, sometimes carrot, and it's very simple. And that's it. And just a delicious broth. Love. Okay. More popular of these days, lasagna soup.
Oh.
It went viral. You didn't do lasagna soup?
No.
So good. It's basically like
lasagna.
A deconstructed lasagna in a soup. So just imagine like all the noodles broken up with all the ingredients of a lasagna, but in
How's
a brothier.
Like ricotta?
Yeah. All a brothier mixture. Okay. Delicious. Everybody did their, because I follow a lot of food accounts, everybody did their version of a lasagna soup. It was going viral for me. It was having its moment. I did make it. Did love it. Pozole. Pozole and menudo are very similar but different. Pozole, I prefer. It's usually, if you go to a Mexican restaurant, they only have it on the weekends, pozole and menudo. Menudo has tripe, which is the intestine of the cow. And then pozole, and they both have hominy, the corns. They both have hominy. That with, ¿cómo se dice? Just like actual pork or beef chunks or chicken if you do a chicken pozole. Okay.
Pozole.
I'm just going to get through the rest of them. Okay. Avgo lemono, a Greek soup. Delicious. It's like lemon, egg, and little noodles in it and a chicken broth. Avgo lemono. Okay. Delicioso. Zuppa Toscana from the Olive Garden.
Oh, yes.
Don't hate on... Zuppa Toscana from the Olive Garden. I have gotten the recipe off online and made it at home. It's delicious. Potato soup, I mentioned. My grandma, even a baked potato soup, like from the Outback. Don't hate on my commercial chain restaurants that I love. The Outback and Olive Garden. I love those soups. Baked potato soup and Zuppa Toscana. Okay. Oh, fideo soup. Here's the thing about fideo soup. They don't serve that really in California Mexican restaurants. Fideo, it's the little noodles. Imagine like a skinny spaghetti noodle broken up into little pieces and then browned in a pan, like fried a little bit in a pan. And then with like chicken broth and you make it a soup. It's served in Texas a lot as a side dish, a fideo soup. That's what I noticed. They would serve it in Mexican Tex-Mex restaurants, but I don't ever get that in California. They rarely serve fideo soup. Okay.
Interesting.
Chicken noodle soup, classic.
Yeah.
And then my last one, the kitchen sink soup. My father-in-law makes this all the time. And it's basically you take whatever's in the refrigerator and you put it in a pot. Kitchen sink
soup. I've done
that. And it's delicious every time he makes it. And there's different type of noodles in there. There's some spaghetti broken up. There's some penne. There's some spiral noodles. He just got all the noodles, put them in there. Whatever kind of vegetables. I never thought of putting in a soup. There it is.
I call it fridge soup. I made one recently and I was like, this is my fridge soup. Yeah. I will say there's a soup that I thought you were going to say and you didn't say it.
Oh, who? Tell me.
The kale tortellini sausage soup. From Modern Proper.
I know. I was going to say it, and I went lasagna instead. It is good. It is good, but I think the lasagna one is, I made it like three times.
Yeah. That's the soup that I make all the time.
And you do. I do see you post that.
Yeah.
Because you post that one, the public one, not the private one. Go ahead. Your turn.
Yes, food does make it to the main feed.
Okay, your turn. Do a gratitude.
Okay. My gratitude is the 1997 live recording of Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac at the Warner Brothers studio. Specifically, the version that is on YouTube, which is the video. It's not a music video because they're singing live.
A recorded concert song,
if you will. But that recording specifically, they did record it in 2004 to actually put it on the album because it was originally supposed to be on Rumors, but it was not on Rumors in 1977. And wow. It didn't come out until later. And that is easily one of my top five favorite songs of all time. And that particular recording, do you know the song I'm talking about?
No, I'm waiting for you to sing it.
Okay. It is Stevie Nicks' breakup song from Lindsay, who's also in the band.
Okay.
And the way there's a moment in the song, like, and he's singing it with her. Like, that's the crazy part thing is, like, this is a breakup song, but he's right up there in the front playing the guitar, singing it with her. And she's literally staring into his eyes as she sings, "You'll never get away from the sound of the woman who loves you." Oh. And it gives me chills just even talking about it. Like, I play that song on replay all the time. I watch that video, and it is, I mean, there's so much history in that song. Just the fact that it wasn't on the album, and it's like her favorite song, and it is the whole thing about her breakup with Lindsey Buckingham, and the fact that she's making him sing it with her, and she just, like, you can just feel everything in it. And it's just, I don't know, I love it. I love the overall theme of my gratitude is there are certain songs where the lyrics are so powerful and I can't get past it. I can't, I'm just like, are you hearing these words? Like, this is insane to say it to his face. And, like, I mean, there's even one part where she just says, like, give me just a chance. Like, and it's, I don't know, it's so powerful. And I just get such a kick out of it. And like, he had his own breakup song that did make it onto an album, and which is just Go Your Own Way, which, yeah, okay, good song, but it is not on the level of Silver Springs, in my opinion. And I think it is a crime that they didn't let her put it on Rumors, because it is, like, one of their most popular songs, and it came out years and years and years later, and people hearing it. And whenever she did it at the Warner Brothers, she talks about how she never thought she was going to ever be able to sing that song live again. And I feel like she gave everything she had in that performance. And it's literally just in some random studio in Warner Brothers. I don't even know if there was, like, a whole audience or
send
if it was
me
just
the link. I want to see it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, and so just, I don't know. I love it. And I just love, I was thinking about this too, because it made me, I hear that song, I listen to that song, and then it makes me think of other songs that are similar, give me the same vibes. And it just made me realize, like, I love when a song hits me later.
Mm-hmm.
I love when I have listened to a song so many times because it's on one of my favorite albums, or if it's just a popular song or something. And then it's crazy when something will happen in your life, and then you hear that song again and you go, oh, this hits so differently. I feel like I'm a very emotional person, and I feel like sometimes I don't know how to explain what I'm feeling. I don't know how to, I don't know the words that I'm trying to say. Someone might be like, how are you dealing with this? And I'm like, I don't know. But then I'll hear a song and I go, oh, that's it. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time. Prime example is Taylor Swift's song, My Tears Ricochet. But I had heard that song 1,000 times. I heard it so much just in this past year because it was attached to a very popular movie. But I went through a traumatic friend breakup, and after all of that ended, this song just popped up on my shuffle, and I just started sobbing and crying. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is exactly how I feel about this entire situation played out entirely in this song. Like, I almost wanted to be like, how are you doing? Like, if somebody asked me, how are you doing with that? I just wanted to, like, send them the song.
Yeah.
Like, just listen to this and you'll know exactly how I'm doing and how I feel about the situation. And I just love it. I love Silver Springs. I love that Taylor Swift song. I love Taylor Swift. I don't know. I just love music, and I love how there are people, like, it's insane how to, like, the My Tears Ricochet song specifically was written about her breakup with her record label and how she felt betrayed by them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, did I break up with a record label? No. But the words that she used and the message that she shared in that was so, it translated so well into my situation. And I've never broken up with a band member. I'm not in a band.
Yeah.
You know, but I can feel like she's coming from this place of, like, it feels like unrequited love of just like, if you just gave me a chance, like if you just gave us a chance, we could make, I don't know. It's just, songs can be so insanely powerful. And I feel like sometimes people don't get that, but I'm just so grateful for songs that help me express how I'm feeling.
So I also wrote down on my list music that I'm grateful for. So it's interesting that we're on the same vibe with that. Here's the thing about me and music. There's a lot of times where I don't even listen to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. It's the music that does something to me.
Yeah.
And there's, like, examples of, like, babies. They'll show a video of a baby crying to a Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. They don't know what the song is saying. They don't know what these words mean, but it's something in the chords. It's something in the music that the vibrations we talk about on this podcast, vibes, and putting good vibes out there, raising your vibration with gratitude. And I fully believe in the thought of vibrations are powerful and shifting and changing. And I think that music is a really great example of that. And so they'll show these babies crying to this sad song, not because they get it, but because the music is doing something, and its tears are coming, like this is causing an emotion within me. So I'm grateful for music in that sense. And there's also, like, songs that bring you to a memory of something. And sometimes it's sad. Oh, this reminds me of an ex or whatever. But sometimes it can remind you of a very special time in your life. And there's one song in particular for me. I was just looking up the lyrics to it right now because this is one of the songs where I don't fully remember the lyrics. It's just the song. And it was 2008. And I booked a pilot. I was coming off of Mad TV. I was let go from Mad TV from the writer's strike. The nail salon video had gone viral. I was auditioning. You know, I was starting to, like, get a little buzz around me. And it was a season in my life where I'm touring as a stand-up. I was on Mad TV. I'm doing auditions. People want to meet with me, director, whatever. I you know, meet with director of this movie. And I book Alvin and the Chipmunks, whatever. I booked this pilot. It was with Valerie Bertinelli, who I absolutely love. Like, I worked with Valerie on this pilot that didn't end up going anywhere, but her and I became friends after that. And we're not, like, everyday friends, but she's definitely somebody that I would love to be everyday friends with. And I was like, I remember one time I was like, there wasn't a lot going on with me at the time. Like, I wasn't on a tour or anything specific. And I was like, can I just go with you on, like, one of your, like, press events? Like, I'll go and, like, be your assistant or something. Like, I just want to go and hang out. I want to be around you. Like, I love her so much. Anyway, so this song, this is how far back this is. It's before you use your phone as an alarm. Like, I had a clock radio.
Yeah.
A clock radio is my alarm. Okay. and the alarm was set to go off at 4 a.m. so I could get to set by like, mm-hmm. I don't know, 5:30 or it was the early mm-hmm. call time. So my alarm goes off. And of course, nobody wants to wake up at 4 a.m. Ew. Sure. And this Jason Mraz song is playing. And I remember waking up knowing that I was going to go live my dream. I was going to mm-hmm. go film a TV show on a major studio lot. It was a multicam sitcom, my dream. I got a series regular role on this sitcom, this pilot, and my alarm goes off to get ready. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm so tired, I got to get up. It was as soon as it went off, I was like, I'm awake. I'm going to go chase my dreams. I'm going to go be on a TV show.
Like, today's the day.
Today is the day. And it's the Jason Mraz.
Well, are you done?
I don't hesitate no more. Anyway,
are you the lyrics in front of you?
I think I pulled up the wrong song because I was trying to find it. I was like, I don't see any of these words on there. But anyway, so that song.
Yeah.
Anytime I hear that song, it takes me back to 2008 when I was living my dream, when I was this dreamer that would just have all the faith in the world that mm-hmm. things were going to work out. Hold on, let me turn my do not disturb on because I don't know if you guys hear it, but just in case.
I did hear it, Ding. Yeah.
Okay.
I looked up the lyrics too because that was actually making me a little bit crazy.
Okay, thank you. So, it was 2008. It was the season of like things were on fire for me. I was being talked about. People were like, "Oh, look out for this girl! Mm-hmm. She just was on Mad TV. She booked this pilot." And I remember auditioning for this pilot and crushing it. And it was just a season of yes for me, where mm-hmm. I was like walking in yes. Every room that I walked into was yes. Yes, we want you. Yes, we want to work with you. Yes, this. Yes, you booked it. Yes, this. And everything in that season felt like yes. And so when I hear this song, it takes me back to that brave, bold, dreamer mm-hmm. girl who was like, I can do anything. I'm going to do it. I'm going to audition. Huh. I'm going to try it, and I'm going to go make it happen. And mm-hmm. she was making it happen. And that's what that song brings me to. So, yeah.
I looked at the, I like the lyrics in the very first verse when he says, I'll be giving it my bestest and nothing's going to stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, that's the vibe for sure.
Totally.
Just like, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. We're doing it.
Yeah. So anyways, also great.
I love
it. Music.
I love the songs that, like, cause you know, you hear that song and you think of that time. And so I mm-hmm. love songs that you hear it and you're just immediately taken back to that moment, immediately taken to that memory. Or, you know, I definitely, again, even like you said, of the babies crying, I have songs where I just start crying and I'm like, whoa, what's happening? And like, mm-hmm. I may even not be cognizant of what I'm even listening to. Like, I'll just be hearing the song and just mindlessly humming or singing along mm-hmm. with it. And then I have tears and I'm like, oh, hold on. What's happening? What am I saying? Yeah. What's making me feel this way? And it's usually a memory of some sort.
It's also fun to see, with staying on the gratitude of music, it's fun to mm-hmm. see Rosie be mm-hmm. so affected by music.
Yeah, definitely.
We started playing music for her since the womb, but also as soon as she was born, we put music on in the kitchen while we're making breakfast. We would put her in the little like bouncy chair in the kitchen and we're playing songs on the speaker and since the beginning. So now, as soon as she sits in her high chair for breakfast, she's like, musica, musica. She wants to hear music. And mm-hmm. We try to play different sounds for her, different types of music. And her faves right now are Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny, and Selena, Selena Quintanilla, the queen, loves Selena. Those are her favorites right now. And we have a whole playlist of Rosie's favorite songs so that if she's freaking out, we're like, let's throw on her playlist and we know one of these songs is going to work. But it's so cool to see she loves to sing. That's like an instant tool that I use to like calm her down if she's freaking out. And I'm like, what song do we want to sing? Let's sing a song. And then she starts thinking about what song she wants. And then I'll go through. I go, how about, no. Okay, Twinkle, no.
She knows what she likes.
Yeah, and I go through a bunch of them. And then when I finally start it, then she'll go, see? And then she'll listen. Now she likes that song. But it's so cool to see her love for music. And then also now, any kind of sound is a song to her. Mm-hmm. Like, if there's any kind of sound happening in a rhythmic type of whatever, then she's like, she's in it. And she's moving her body. And it's really just like the sound of the washing machine. And she's like, moving her body. Music is in her. And I love it.
Yeah. I know. I remember we were in Phoenix at the Airbnb, and I remember I was just downstairs in my basement room cleaning, but I had put on the Taylor Swift Eras tour and like the full live thing and just had it playing. But I hear Rosie running upstairs and I hear her go, music, music. Like she heard it and like was seeking it out even and just was like, hello, someone's playing music without me. What's going on here?
I gotta show her some Taylor Swift. I haven't done Taylor Swift.
Pull up the Eras tour. Pull up the whole, give her the whole show.
I'm gonna have to do that. I haven't done that yet.
Vibe. Listen, and not to toot my own horn, but I did buy her a karaoke machine for Christmas.
You did.
Because I knew. I was like, this girl, I know she's gonna love this.
She does. She loves it. She really does. Yeah. Danielle, do we have a caller today?
Yes, we do. Let me play should I play the song in case anyone else wants to?
Yeah, that's right. If you guys want to call and tell us what you're grateful for or your mattitude, we opened it up. It used to be just tell us what you're grateful for, and now we've opened it up to mattitude. So if you want to give us a mattitude and a gratitude, we will accept both. Mm-hmm. So call us, and here is the phone number.
747-300-5380. Give us a call. Ooh,
yeah. Here we go.
Hi, Angela and Danielle. My name is Cindy Mora. I'm from Spala, California. It's a very small town here, so we have to drive about 45 minutes out for like the nearest shopping center.
Wow.
To do. But I am grateful for this new women's group that two local sisters and their mom have started.
Cute.
These girls have created a space where we meet once a month, the first Sundays of the month, and we do crafts like adult coloring books.
Oh, I love it.
So we're keeping our hands busy, maybe not so much eye contact, but it's better that way because we get to talk about topics and try to de-stress and speak things that brings us joy, so we remember to do them throughout our days. So I was happy to find your podcast. It's like a very similar format to our group. Right now there's like six of us girls, and we're all different ages. So it's pretty cool where like if someone younger than me speaks, I could probably relate and help her out to whatever she's going through.
Yeah.
Or when someone older speaks, like maybe I'll go through it in the future too someday. But even though the group is small and maybe it will grow one day or not, but I just hope they know that we're grateful for them to have been brave enough to start it, because I would never be able to be brave enough to start something like this. So very nice. But I'm also grateful for your podcast too. Thank you so much to you and Danielle for creating this space. Please keep it up because it's actually one of my joys to listen in. Thank you, girl.
Cindy, thank you. That is special. What a cool group.
Yeah.
I want to get together with some girls and do adult crafts. I'm not very crafty, but I feel like if somebody provided like all the things that we need to do and they're like, okay, all you got to do is this and this, I'd be like, okay, I'm down.
Yeah. Listen, me and a couple of my friends, we all just recently bought the same paint by numbers.
Love that for you.
And we're all doing a paint by numbers together and we're like, paint party. Boo, yeah. Boo, boo, boo.
Love that. My Spanish class that I'm taking, I haven't mentioned that on this podcast I hired a Spanish tutor to help me learn Spanish. I've been saying for a long time I'm going to learn Spanish, and then mm-hmm. I don't do it. But now Rosie is becoming fluent, and I need to also be fluent, at least conversational. I got to know how to conjugate, at least. So I hired a Spanish
having conversations behind your back.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I hired a Spanish tutor, and in my Spanish homework, I printed out this packet thing that she had sent me, and there's a few pages that are like adult coloring. You know, but it says something in Spanish that's like a grow where you're planted type of thing. But it doesn't say that, but something in Spanish. And then there's like flowers all around it, and it's for you to color. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what to color. I gave me, I'm stressed or I got too much to do. But then I started thinking about, oh, well, I'm going to be on the bus. And that could be a nice little de-stressor. After the show to help my adrenaline come down, because after a show, my adrenaline's like, hey, let's go. And then sometimes I full on crash after a show. I'm like, ugh, done. But it's better than just scrolling, you know?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll scroll after a show just to like decompress.
Well, also like the reason that I personally enjoy the paint by numbers, I've got a few, is it's a way for me to be creative. But it's a way for me to de-stress and not have to think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the pot color 5. Here's the 5.
I just paint. Oh, that's good.
It's very like, I don't know if the word is like methodical, but it's just very like blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh, look how pretty. And then my brain is like fully like, oh, and we didn't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to make any decisions. We didn't have to be in charge or do anything. You just had to put the color in the lines, and you're so focused that your brain cannot focus on anything else.
All that to say, I did something I thought you'd be proud of. I bought colored pencils.
Perfect.
So I could color on the
I like the pencils because you can stay in the lines and be more detailed. So crayons get a little wonky for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
The pencils is good.
Danielle, I've enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much. For contributing.
It was okay.
Yeah. It was mid. You guys, I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Danielle and I doing our Mattitudes and Gratitudes. We did a little Mattitude heavy on this episode. That's fine. We had to get some stuff off our chest. But that music gratitude, that was really special. That actually really did help elevate my mood, my vibration. Like I feel good just thinking. I'm gonna go put on that Jason Mraz song, to be honest, and I'm gonna play it for Rosie. I'm gonna see if she likes it. I feel good. So thank you guys for joining us on this episode of Fungula, and we will see you next time. Bye.